Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29 inkwenkwezi 2020 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ebantwini abahlolwe izolo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe bakhuphule inani lasebelaleli gciwane elizweni laya kwabalikhulu lamashumi phose amahlanu, 149.
Kodwa izange yathi ukuthi akunanto kuthiwa i-NDC Alliance. I-Alliance ikhona, i-NDCT part of i-Alliance, okwasayina khona uba kuthangira esaphila manje sekuphethe umama uKhuzu. Into engekhoyo lokho abakubiza be-NDC Alliance Party abadila icala ngo-2019 kwi-Congress yabeGweru.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court usulahle isicelo sebandla le-MDC Alliance sokumisa ibandla le-MDCT ukuba lixotshise amalunga aleli bandla edale lephalamende.
Ngazalwa ngo-1990 ngizalelwa esibhedlela sasempilo kwakumhlaka 6 August kuncwaba kasiphela. Ngasuka lapho ngase ngisiyafunda eChaunda Primary School. I-secondary education yami ngayenzela futhi eGwanda eManama.
Kuwoza Friday liviki silomculi opheka njalo umculo acule umdumo we-house. Usimbarashe Kodzai, owazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula u-KOD. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ebantwini abahlolwe izolo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, abalishumi lasikhombisa bakhuphule inani lasabalaleli gciwane elizweni laya kwabalikhulu lamashumi phose amahlanu, 149. Abantu laba ngabanye babavele emazweni angomakhelwane agoqela eMozambique, South Africa leBrithani abagcinwe endaweni ezishiyeneyo zelizwe kuquarantine. Lokhu kutsho ukuba asebegula lomkhuhlane okwamanje sebesedlula ikhulu, 117, ngoba kusinde abangamashumi amabili lathoba minembili, 28. Kwafa abane. Asebehloliwe kubana bale COVID-19 loba hachi lokhu laqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho lonyaka sebezinkulungwane ezingamashumi edlula amane, 40,847. Kuthi ke abakolitshini le-John Hopkins University lakwelemelika babika ukubana emhlabeni jikelele asebefunyanwe belegciwane le-coronavirus sebeyizigidi phose eziyisithupha, 5.8 million. Kuthi asebebulewe yileli gciwane sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezingamakhulu amathathu lengxenye, 361,066. Kodwa asebesinde kulomkhuhlane sebeyizigidi ezedlula ezimbili, 2.6 million. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika asebefunyenwe bele gciwane leli sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu, 129,565. Labulala inkulungwane phose ezine, 3,790. Kwasinda inkulungwane ezingamashumi edlula amahlanu, 53,414. Kubika abenhlanganiso ye-African Union.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola ku-Intelsat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukanhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele la ku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Umthetho ndaba we High Court usolahle isicelo sebandla le MDC Alliance sokumisa ibandla le MDCT ukuba nalixotshise amalunga leli bandla edalele parliamente ngenyanga edluleyo. Ibandla le MDCT laxotshisa amalunga edale amane. Isinqumo esethulwe namhlanje sithi ibandla le MDC Alliance alingeke lathi lizimele lodwa phandle kwe MDCT ngoba lingela sisekelo sombuso. Ngalokho ke umthetho ndaba uthe okwenziwe yi-MDCT ukuxotshisa amalunga leli bandla ephalamende kusemthethweni. I-MDC Alliance ibikhweze lolu daba emthethwandaba isithi luthoniswe ngesiphangiphangi, kodwa idale lithe akula lutho olukhomba ukubana lolu daba lumele lutholiswe ngesiphangiphangi. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumele somkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ngalesi sinqumo.
Impi ka president Nelson Tamisa inye ibilokhe injalo kayikashintshi ngeyokuthi kulungiswe udaba lokuhlupheka kwabantu kweZimbabwe, njalo ukuthi abantu kweZimbabwe bathole ubukhokheli nobumeli obusuka kibo. Ngalolo hlobo asibone ukuthi kulokho kukhona okuzatshintsha. U-president Nelson Chamisa wawina amavota angu-2.6 million. Ulabantu abakhethayo njengomkhokheli webandla, ngalokho kuzaqhubeka ngaleyo ndlela. Udaba lokuthi umkhokheli wami ngubani asilodaba oluzalungiswa ngumthethwandaba kumbe ngababusayo abathatha ababusayo. Udaba olulungiswa yimi mina muntu engizikhethelayo kuchisa phansi kumbe kuqanda phezulu.
Sizwa besithi sizwa bona labo abecele labo Thokozani Khuphe besithi bazabiza kumbe ukuxotshisa amanye amalungu edale lephalamende lithini ngakho?
Abameli bakaZulu edale lephalamende bakhethwa nguZulu. Ngalolo hlobo uZulu weZimbabwe onguye olilunga lakuqala likahulumende, nguye osekhangelela ukuthi aqale ukuthatha amanyathelo aqondileyo ukulungisa ukubola owelizwe leli. Siyazi ukuthi kathesi uhulumende weZanu uzama ukubulala ibandla likapresident Nelson Chamisa ngobezama ukuthi abelokhu entshontsha njengesikubolileyo ukuthi batshontshe i-$1 million banika batakela ukuthi banike umntaka mnumzana umnangagwa. Umbonakane lezo zinto ezifanele zilungiswe, njalo omunye umkhokheli ozimiseleyo ukulungisa indaba efana nalezo ngupresident Nelson Chamisa.
Lo ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, isikhulumeli somkhokheli we-MDC Alliance. Njengoba iStudio 7 ingasekeli hlangothi, uChris Gande uphinde waxoxa lesikhulumeli sikankosazana Thokozani Khuphe, umkhokheli we-MDCT, umnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni, othi bazaxotshisa wonke amalunga edale lephalamende angafuni ukulandela izixwayiso zebandla labo.
So i-alliance izokhumbula ukuthi bathe bona sebengumhlangano o-separate from i-MDCT, but i-constitution yakhona ayikho. Kodwa naye into engifuna ukuyichazela abalaleli bekhaya ukuthi bangalahleki kulo, i-court ayizange yatsho, even i-supreme court ayizange yatsho ukuthi akulanto kuthiwa i-MDC alliance. I-alliance ikhona, i-MDCT iyi-part of i-alliance, okwathiwa yena khona uba kuthangira esaphila manje sokuphetha umama uKhuphe. Into engekhoyo yilokho aba MDC Alliance Party abathi layiqala ngo-2019 kwi-Congress yabeGweru. Yiyo i-court ethi akunanto enjalo. Alliance yazana kwakuthiwa ngira i-MDCT eyi-part of it ikhona yo, kodwa le part yababayiza MDC Alliance yengekhoyo.
Selizathatha sinqumo bani kathesi kulandela lokho okukhulunywa ngumthethwandaba?
Hayi, angithi abantu bazikhethela phela, ngesilungu bayibiza bethi i-voluntary organization. So ma u-volunteer ukuthi wena ufuna ukuba yi-part of us, usuphinda njalo u-volunteer ukuthi awusafuni ukuba yi-part of us, akukho nto esingayenza thina ukuthi nje sivume ukuthi awusafuni ukuba yi-part of us.
Okutsho ukubana lizaxotshisa na amanye amalunga ebandla le-MDCT asedalele ephalamende?
Laba bathi abasebandleni lethu phela asizothini kanti, ngoba phela sikwazi ukuthi sigcine abantu. Angithi ngichaze kanti, umuntu ma esiye ephalamende, uye ephalamende uyasebenzela abantu beZimbabwe elandela into ezimthumele ukuthi ayenza thina ephalamende. Manje ma esejika yena ethi akasayifuni ukwenza lokhu ezimthume khona thina sizomthuna kanjani? Kuzobe sinikhuphe sigela bese sifake umunye sizomthuma alalele into ayithumiweyo.
Umnumzana Khalipani Phukeni isikhulumeli somkhokheli webandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma lapho le-Studio 7 ecingweni ekubulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930, 7270, laku 9885 kHz short wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo-7 kusiya ngo-9 pm sitholakala ku 909 medium wave laku 4930 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave.
Uyise womunye wenkokheli yabasakhulayo yesifazane ebibotshiwe yathunjwa lokuhlukuluzwa AMDC Alliance, umnumzana Henry Chimbiri, uthumele abezindaba umbiko othi onkosazana Johanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, Lonetsai Marova sebeze bakhululwa ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail namhlanje. Umthethwandaba kamantshi ohlale izolo unqume uvumela abathathu laba ukuba nabahlawule isibambiso sebail. Icala labo ladluliselwa phambili ukuze lithethwe mhlaka 13 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. Imigoqo eza lemvumo yokuhlawula ibail igoqela ukubana bayezibika emapholiseni kanye phakathi kwamaviki amabili lokuthi bahlale kukheli abayiphe abomthetho, icala labo lize liphele ukuthethwa. Okwamanje wothi ngike ngidedele uChris Gande esethulela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Isigaba se-India esisenyakatho yelizwe eseHimachala Pradesh silwisana legcikwane le-coronavirus osokwenze inani labatholwa belegcikwane leli lehle ngokuhlola abantu abaningi lokulonda abangaba bethintane lalabo abatholakala legcikwane. Lesi sigaba silwisana njalo langendlela embi esikhangelwa ngabatholakala belegcikwane leli. Inhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization yethesa abakubhizimusi lokuthengisa igwayi icala lokusebenzisa indlela zobumenemene ezokuhuga ontanga ukuthi babheme igwayi. Phambilini kwelanga lokukhuthaza ukungabhemi igwayi ele World Health No Tobacco Day, inhlanganiso ye-World Health Organization isisungule umkhankaso wokukhuthaza ontanga ukuthi bangaqilibezelwa zindlela zokubahuga ukuthi babheme igwayi.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela umonakalo osudalwe ligciwane le-coronavirus. Kodwa likhumbule izihlobo, ngenxa yodubo lwe-coronavirus asenelisi ukulinxusa ukubana lingene kulolu hlelo ngocingo njengesukwini njengoba sisebenzela emakhaya. Abanini bhizimusi abeZimbabwe beleBotswana sebehlalela evalweni ngemva kwesinqumo sikahulumende walelozwe esokwethula umthetho wokuthi amanye amabhizimusi achiyelwe izizalwane zakweleBotswana kuphela. UMartin Ngwenya weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba eseGaborone kweleBotswana.
Umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi uthembise ukuthi bazaqinisa uhlelo lokuthuthukisa izizalwane zeBotswana olwe-Citizen Economic Empowerment Act. Umthetho lo uzapasiswa edale lePhalamende ngenyanga ezayo kaNhlangula, okuzadala ukuba amabhizimusi afana lokwakha, awemsebenzi yezandla efana lokwenza amagedi kanye loyokweluka inwele aphume ezandleni zabo kuza. Kulabaningi abeZimbabwe abaqhuba amabhizimusi la kweleBotswana, ngakho ke iningi likhathazekile ngekusasa yabo. Umnumzana Edward Ndlovu yena olebhizimusi lokulungisa okwensimbi okufana lamagedi uthi basevalweni kodwa akukho abangakwenza.
Ula esingakwenza uma kungumthetho which will be passed, kumele sibone ukuthi siza kwenza njani sisiya phambili noma nje lokho kuzasifaka ebunzimeni ngoba most of the businesses only be reserved for ama locals.
Abanye abafana lomnumzana Andreas Sibanda bathi kumgceke ukuthi akuselula emazweni angaphandle ngemva kokuba iSouth Africa layo ithathe inyathelo elifanayo ngokuthi izakhangela ekakhulu izalwane zalo kumathuba emsebenzi uma kungedlula umkhuhlane we-coronavirus.
Lokho okwenzakalayo kutshengisa ukuthi ekhaya kumele kulungiswe into zilunge. Asingeke sahlala emzini, sohlala emzini kuze kube nini. Imithetho yabo abayitshintshayo ukunakekela abantu ababo ilungile ngoba kutshengisa ukuthi lilizwe elithanda abantu ababo.
Phansi kwalumthetho eleBotswana lithi noma nje lizafaka amabhizimusi athile ezandleni zenzalo yalo abokuza abengaqhubeka njengesisebenzi uma bethole imvumo kuhulumende. Umnumzana Elvis Moyo ohlala eHabroni uthi udubo yikuthi imithetho efanele Citizen Economic Empowerment igcina ilimaza abokuza ikakhulu abeZimbabwe.
Ungawukhangela ezikhathini eziningi into ezifana labo xenophobia the end up affecting us people from neighboring countries ikakhulu abantu abamnyama. Ngakho imithetho le efana laleyo usufaka eBotswana is likely going to affect abantu bekhaya.
Umongameli Masisi uthi kumgceke ukuthi umnotho weBotswana usezandleni zabo ukuza wona obanjwe kakhulu ngabadabuka emazweni afana leIndia kanye leChina. Aba lokhu bekubhizimusi lezi ezizagcinelwa abeBotswana bazavunyelwa ukuqhubeka besebenza kuze kuyefika ekupheleni kwencwadi yelayisensi yebhizimusi. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngeSabron kweleBotswana.
Kwezemidlalo, abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association bathi isizini yomdlalo wenguqu isizahle ihambelane leyamazwe yaphesheya. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isizini yomdlalo wenguqu yeZimbabwe ihambelane lokwenzakala kwamanye amazwe lapho imidlalo eqala khona ngenyanga kaNtulikazi siyaphela ngenyanga kaNkwenkwezi ngomnyaka olandelayo. Kodwa isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisani Gwesela ukuthi lokhu sekungaguquka lonyaka.
Siyakhangalela ukuthi nxa iCorona siphelile lokhu kuzasilinga lathi isikhathi sokuthi isizini yethu ihambelane lakwamanye amazwe esithi ngesikhiwa i-alignment.
Lokhu-ke kwazanywa eminyakeni edlulileyo kodwa kwehlula ngoba inkundla bezisiba ngamaxhaphozi ngesikhathi sezulu. Ugwesela uthi kumele abanikazi benkundla bezilungise ukuze zilungele ukudlalelwa loba izulu lisina.
Lolu dubo esilalo kuma-stadiums ethu wonke yikho nje sihlala sicela abama-council ukuthi balungise ama-stadium abo ithole nje ihambe kuhle kuyokuhambe kuhle ukuze nxa singa-alina lamanye amasizini akwamanye amazwe singabe lo dubo lwalo.
Ukuba lesizini eqala ngombimbitho isiyafika emaphethelweni ngolwezi kudala ukuba amaqemba kuleli aphatheka kwimidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika athwale nzima ngoba wona engena kulimidlalo ngesikhathi kuhlatshwa ikhefu kweleZimbabwe ikanti amanye amazwe abe evele esephakathi laphakathi kwesizini. Inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of African Football eminyakeni emibili edluleyo iguqule inhlelo zayo ukuze zihambelane lokwenzakala phesheya kolwandle ngoba bekusiba lokungazwanani phakathi kwamaqembu aphesheya lamazwe akuzwekazi lase-Afrika phezu kwabadlali ukuba bedlalele bani phakathi kweqembu kanye lelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday livile silomculi opheka njalo umculo acule umdumo warehouse uSimbarashe Kodzai owazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula KOD. Asizweni ke exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Sompheka nokuhlanganisa iziginci ezijeneyo ukuthi aphume lo mculo ohlakazayo. Yena ke uthwetshelwe yingwe kondo ngazwelene.
Ngazalwa ngo-1990 ngizalelwa esibhedlela saseMpilo kwakumhlaka 6 August uNcwaba kaSiphela. Ngasuka lapho ngase ngisiyafunda eChaunda Primary School. I-secondary education yami ngayenzela futhi eGwanda eManama. kanti ke isicoco sami degree ngayithole MSU ngaqalisa sokuhlabela ngo 2008 kusukusela khona pho ngahle ngaziphi ibizo KOD ilibizo lami lezomculo.
Ulelalathela kheli child chisayo KOD alibiza Emotion lona limumethe ingoma ezilichumi njalo selingenile kuZulu
abantu bakithi umculo wamba uthanda bayawuthanda kakhulu ukuthi okwakathi sisikhuluma kunje sengisebenza nabe Europe yakhulu ePortugal ngisebenza Fire Satellite uleyo into engiyenzayo ngenza i-album le kuthiwa nguVemelha ngesiPortuguese ayi bayithanda kakhulu leke iwothamelwa ngabantu abaningi ikakhulu abadlala amachacho labanye abahlabelayo abadlala amachacho ababaliso vela Pikumpo Fiji labanye nje abahlabelayo abaningi engeza ke ngabaqamba ngabaqamba. Abantu abangi-inspirayo ngabantu abayiza hoho house music abantu abafana nabo Kanye West abantu abafana nabo Black Coffee and the likes so ke kule imiculo engiyenzayo leyi ngisebenza nabantu abaningi abantu ababalisa omsisi K abantu ababalisa Mandisa othando labo Fiji njoba nge ngatho.
Bonke abaculi uKOD udinga usekelo kini balaleli njalo ingoma zakhe ziyatholakala sesikhona
KOD_worldwide. Ngithanda ukuthi ngilibonge lonke ebekade linisupport eminyakeni edlulile esikhathini esedluleyo. Ngithanda ukuthi ngiqhube kanti senza njalo kulabanye abakade bengangazi njoba selizwile ngami ye ngingowenu emkhosini njengemtshado emkhosini njengabo birthday leminye imkhosi graduation ingoma zami zikhona ezilungele you know izinto zonke lezo zitholakala endaweni eziningi o iTunes ama social media nje wonke ziyatholakala
uSimbaraje Kozai ule studio ngakibo eGobalanda lapho apheka imiculo etshiyeneyo ephathisa abaculi abafuna ukugcinezela eyabo imiculo nguye phela u KOD ebesela ukuhlela woza woza Friday ikamrami uEzra Chizasbane.
Africa.
Isikhathi sethu asavumi balaleli ukuba siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lwethu, kodwa singakalugqibi lolu hlelo. Wothi isikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Ebantwini abahlolwe izolo batholakala beligciwane le-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, bakhuphule inani lasebelaleli gciwane elizweni laya kwaba likhulu lamashumi phosi amahlanu, 149. Umthethwandaba we-High Court usulahle isicelo sebandla le-MDC Alliance sokumisa ibandla le-MDCT ukubana lixotshise amalunga aleli bandla edalele iphalamende. Kuwoza Friday liviki besilo mculi opheka njalo umculo acule umdumo we-house uSimbarashe Kodzai owazakala ngegama lwakhe lokucula elithi KOD. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Praxedis Jeremiah, ngisithi libe lempela sonto elichukela. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.